And now, the Hall of Fantasy. Welcome to the Hall of Fantasy. Welcome to the series of radio dramas dedicated to the supernatural, the unusual, and the unknown. Come with me, my friend. We shall descend to the world of the unknown and forbidden, down to the depths where the veil of time is lifted, and the supernatural reigns as king. Come with me and listen to the tale of
the Spectre of Denton Castle.
It began quietly enough. I'd arrived home about 5:45. Laura was in the kitchen cooking dinner.
Laura, I'm home, honey.
Dropping off the box, Mr. Dunstan.
Any mail?
By a plate at the dining table. And there's one from England, David.
England?
That's right, I put it on the top. Do you know anybody in England, David?
No. Dad used to have some relatives over there, but I never knew them, or even wrote to them for that matter.
Well, for goodness sake, open it.
All right, Laura.
What does it say?
I'll read it to you. Dear Mr. Denton, as executor of your late uncle, the Earl of Harcourt's estate, my firm has been trying to locate you for the past 6 months. After an exhaustive search, we have discovered that you are the only heir remaining in the Denton line. You are legal heir to Denton Castle, the estate, and the title of Earl of Harcourt. Please come back to the first box.
Oh, David, you're an earl.
I can't believe it. Maybe someone's playing a joke on
us. It's a pretty elaborate joke, David. That letter came from the town of, Lister, England.
Mm.
I don't think it is a joke. I think it's actually true.
I wonder how much it's worth.
What?
Everything. The estate, the castle?
Oh, I don't know, but you better get in touch with him right away.
The letter's signed by Anthony Clendenin. I'll write him tonight.
Well, just think of it, David. You're an earl.
Oh, I don't feel any different. You better get back to your dinner or it'll burn. That was the way it began. The letter from a town in England I'd never heard of. From a man I'd never seen. I wrote to him that evening, saying that I had received his letter and was waiting to hear what more he had to say. 3 weeks later, he received a reply.
What did he say?
He wants me to come to England.
It can.
So it's possible.
What are you going to do?
Well, my vacation comes up in June. Maybe I could move it ahead.
You've got 3 weeks coming. We could fly over.
Yes, and if we needed more time, I could take an extra week without pay.
Oh, the way you're talking, you'll expect to return right away.
You can't tell what we'll find, Laura.
Oh, but you're going to go, aren't you?
Well, of course. But don't get your hopes up too high, darling. We don't know what we'll find over there. We cleared ourselves with the authorities, wrote Denning and told him to meet us in London. A month after, we had received a second letter and we landed in England. Denning was there waiting for us.
Mr. Denton,
yes.
Glenn Denning. Anthony Denton.
Oh, great. Greet you.
This is my wife, Laura.
Pleasure, Mr. Denton.
I have a moment with you. This trip is about 120 miles from here. I suggest you call for your luck. Then as we ride, I can tell you more about what's happening. Of course, when the Earl died, I began to search for his heir. And after his solicitor for many years, you see, he is where we named the executor in the state.
Ah, I see.
You'll be able to see the castle in just a moment. We're almost there. Would you care to examine it before we go to my office in this trip?
Well,
hey, David, let's do it.
All right. If you don't mind, Mr. Wondering,
that's all. I'll turn your attention to the room, sir. Yes, now you can see it.
Why, breathtaking. Like something out of
Crusade. Well, hardly that old, Mrs. Denton. The castle is built since the late 1700s. I'll take you on a tour of the castle as soon as we get there. Anyway, why don't you enjoy the view? All the land you see is yours, you know. I'm afraid it's getting rather late. You should be going.
I'm sorry that I've been so insistent, Mr. Clendenin, but I've never been in a castle before, especially one we own.
I hope you feel as happy about it in the future. But what do you mean?
Nothing, really.
How old was my uncle when he died? 35.
Well, then he wasn't much older than David.
That's good. How did he die? Accidentally? It is so. You think so? Here, Vicar. It's getting rather dark. Here we go.
Not yet. How did he die, Mr. Clendenning?
Is it his murder?
No.
Murder? Yes, not in the ordinary way. It's dark outside. Shall we go?
Where did that ring come from?
I don't know.
A woman in a long gown walking towards us.
Beware, Inspector is your name.
Who is that, Pendleton? They call her Inspector of Police.
From the Golden Age of Radio Theater, you're listening to The Hall of Fantasy. We'll continue in just a moment.
You said you wanted your film developed in 1 hour?
Yeah.
So what do you do with your time?
A little bit.
You don't work out.
Bake a cake.
You don't cook.
I could stop.
Wait. That's why we're going to Kmart.
Kmart's 1 hour film developing is more than quick. It's big 4-inch prints on quality Kodak paper.
Got the pictures?
Yep. And I got a full card.
See, you can shop and develop film all at once.
I can walk and chew gum, too.
Overachiever.
You can look up.
Mm.
Sometimes I can pass my hat and love myself.
At the big Kmart, everything we do is built around the
choice for availability.
I admit it, I love to talk, especially to my best friend in Canada. Well, someone must have told AT&T, because now I can call Canada for just 9 cents a minute when I dial direct, all weekend long for 6 whole months. Plus, AT&T offers competitive rates on all my calls in the U.S. and Canada all week long. It's great to have a friend like AT&T, because with a rate like 9 cents a minute to Canada, I get to do more of what I like to do best, talk.
Enrollment required. AT&T, your true choice.
And now back to the specter of Denston Castle.
Anthony Clendenning has taken us on a quick tour of Denston Castle. It has grown late and the sky has darkened from the shades of day to those of night. Clendenning was anxious to leave, and we were on the point of doing so when we saw her. The specter of Denston Castle.
Who is that, Clendenning?
They call her the specter of Denston Castle.
If the name is Denston...
She's gone.
She just seemed to disappear. Where did she go? She was here in this room with us. She didn't use any doors. Where did she go?
You know what the word specter means, don't you, Skidens?
Of course. An apparition, a ghost. You don't expect me to believe that the woman we saw was a ghost, do you?
Yes, I do.
I don't believe you.
Maybe he's right, David. Suddenly, it was so cold in here, and then that woman appeared. Just as if she materialized out of the air itself. Maybe it was when it says it was.
Believe me, I'm telling you the truth. Now, if you don't mind, perhaps you're going to leave now.
All right.
I reserved a room for you at the inn, isn't it? First, I want you to come to my office, and I'll tell you as much as I can about the strange occurrences here at Castleton.
You didn't mention anything like that when you first contacted us.
There was no room.
I see.
I'll tell you everything I know as soon as we get the list. You can decide for yourself what you want to do. But I'll tell you this much now. Every instant who is resided here at Castle is that strange and violent yet.
Within 30 minutes, we had dropped our luggage off at the inn and had gone to Clendenning's office. Even there, the effect of what he had seen was still with him. And his eyes would occasionally seem to be staring right through us, seeing something that terrified
him. You said you'd tell us a story, Mr. Clendenning.
Yes. What did you mean by every Denson who resided at the castle died a strange and violent death?
That's what I said. Your father escaped the curse, Mr. Denson. He left England after the First War when he was quite young. He died a few years ago, isn't that correct?
Yes.
He would have been heir to the title, or he still didn't. As it is, you are the last of the Densons. There's a curse in your family, Mr. Denson. When you are dead, the curse will be fulfilled.
What do you mean by that?
That was the curse the witch called for. She died in the train.
What?
Listen to the story. When I finish, then you can ask me any question you like.
Go ahead.
Thanks. Denton Castle was built by the first Earl of Harcourt in the year 1763, almost 200 years ago. At that time, in this area, the title made Richard Denton judge, jury, and executioner for any wrong he did. He was responsible to the kings for safekeeping and management of this area. For 3 years, everything went well. But in 1770, there appeared in the town of Bisford one Annabel Gates. There were whispered stories about Annabel, that she was in league with the devil, that she had signed a pact with him to give her power, which in turn she would use in his service. She was taken before Richard Denston, the first Earl of Harcourt. Earl of Harcourt died exactly a year to the day that Annabel Gates died. He hung himself. From that time to this, each of those who have held the title have died a strange and violent death.
How did my uncle die?
His fellow was pushed from the battlements of Denston Castle.
How terrible.
Who pushed him? No one is certain of that. One of the servants said he saw the spectre suddenly appear behind the Earl. The Earl turned and saw it, began backing away. But the spectre kept moving towards him until the Earl fell or was pushed to death.
Did anyone else see what happened?
I'm afraid not.
Possibly the servant is lying. Perhaps he was responsible for my uncle's death. I'd like to see him.
I'm afraid that would be impossible.
Why?
The servant died. The lad asked me alone.
Following morning, we went back to his office to see him.
Well, what have you decided to do, Mr. Benson?
How do you mean?
Are you going to claim the title to the estate?
Mr. Clendenin, what happens to it if you don't?
To be absolutely truthful with you, I am named as alternate heir.
I see.
I'm afraid you don't see, Mr. Denton. Perhaps you have it in your mind that I'm trying to frighten you away. You're wrong if you think that.
Of course we don't think that.
Of course. When do you want to establish residence, Mr. Captain?
As soon as possible. Everything there is in good order. I should like to move out there today.
I see. You want service?
Yes.
I'll engage them for you then. If you go back to the inn and pack your things, I'll have you moved out to Denston Castle by early afternoon.
Then he hired 3 servants for us, a butler, a maid, and a cook. It was quite an event that night, eating dinner in Denston Castle.
We went up to bed about 11.
I woke up about 1. I heard the sound of the clock at the inn Laura's regular breath. I tried to see through the darkness of the room. I felt that something or someone was in there with us. I heard the sound of the wind again. And then she appeared in a pool of shimmering light. She raised her arms and pointed towards me.
This is my second warning. You who are the last of the dead, leave this place. Leave it, or you will die. Don't
have all the others. The first night we were staying at the castle, we'd gone to bed about 11. At 1 o'clock, I'd awakened. I felt that something was in the room watching us. Suddenly, as if from nowhere, she stood there in the room. And she raised her arm and pointed at me.
Leave Denston Castle, or you'll die.
Don't
they have all the others?
Anyway,
I thought you were asleep.
You're
right. I heard something. It's open. Well,
that's what you heard. She's turning. She's leaving.
She's gone.
I can't believe she vanished into the air itself. Oh, thing, but I'm afraid.
Good morning, my lord.
Huh?
It'll be Earl of Harcourt now, you know. Or will be, as soon as the court recognizes your fame.
Well, forget that for a while. And then, do you know if there's a plan, a blueprint of the layout of the castle?
What on earth would you want them for?
I just want them, that's all.
Yes, I believe there was a blueprint, at least the drawing, if that is exactly. You'll find it in the great hall, inscribed in the wall next to the portrait of the first Earl of Harcourt.
Thank you.
Where do you... what is your reason for wanting to say?
Why don't you come with me, Pendering? When we get back to the castle, I'll show you what I mean.
What do you see?
Right here. Just as I thought. There's an entrance marked in our bedroom, but there's no door. And here. Right by the fireplace here in this hall, there's another entrance marked.
There's no entrance with a fireplace or doorway.
No entrance that we can see, Pendering.
But perhaps one that we can't see.
Come on.
Do you believe there's a secret doorway, a secret passage here in this castle?
I'm inclined to believe that, yes. Now, here's the fireplace, Pendering. I'm willing to bet my life that we'll find a secret door here.
I wouldn't want to take that wager, of course. But I'll do it. Where should we begin?
I don't know. Try some of the stones on the fireplace. Maybe they'll be loose.
All right.
I wonder if they'd say if they saw me now. Not on my hands and knees looking for a secret passageway.
They'd probably laugh. I can't find any stones that are loose.
Yeah, what about any little decorative knobs along the top of the mantel? Let's try those.
Good idea.
Hello, what's this?
What have you found?
These knobs are loose. It doesn't fit in well.
Try your point.
That's a good idea.
Now, just put it.
Why, what?
To me. The whole back wall of the fireplace swung up.
What do you intend doing now?
Getting a flashlight and taking a look at what's behind that wall.
I'll go with you.
Good.
I'll get a flashlight. One of the servants probably have
them. I'll be right back. Let's go.
Watch your head, Jensen.
Don't worry.
It's pretty clever putting the secret door on the back of the fireplace. It's dark in here. Better use your torch.
Now what?
Your flashlight.
Oh.
There. Yes, that's much better.
Well, there's a stairway going up and a stairway going down.
What shall it be? Better we go down.
All right, let's go.
It seems rather dusty in here.
Oh, yes, it is.
I don't believe that anyone's been up or down these stairs in decades. It's covered with dust.
I wonder who the last person was to know about this passageway.
I don't know. I do know your uncle didn't.
I expected to find footsteps on these stairs.
All right.
I don't know. Oh. Here's the bottom.
They seem to be in a large underground chamber.
Well, let's take a look. There's a large box in the center there.
Perhaps we'd better go back.
No. I want to see what's down there.
Maybe solid.
Maybe. It looks like a coffin.
Yes, there seems to be some writing there.
Turn your light to the picture there.
What's that? Let's see now.
Oh, yeah. What does it say?
It's rather difficult to make it out. Here lie the earthly remains of A, M, N, and the living. We burnt the stake in the year 1770 to deal with it.
And the story you told me was true.
Of course it was. What I was trying to do was frighten you away so that I could pay the stake. That's what I thought.
Where did you get that gun?
I had it in my pocket, Mr. Denson. You were
trying to frighten us away.
That's correct, Mr. Denson. There's no specter of Denson's castle, but he's not a joke. I discovered this passageway quite simply. Just to you. I never had occasion to come down here, Mr. Denson. Had we gone upstairs, you would have seen the girl footprints in the dust. I would have impersonated the specter. That's why I suggested we come downstairs.
There we're going up.
Lead to your bedroom, Mr. Denson.
What are you going to do?
Kill you. Right. Your wife doesn't know about the statue, does she?
No, yes, she does, Pendering.
Your first answer was correct, Denson. She doesn't know. I'm going to kill you and leave you down there. And then I'm sure I'll be able to dispose of your wife. You two were the last barriers in my way, Denson. Now nothing stands in my way. I will be the new owner of Denson Castle.
And you killed my uncle.
Correct. That's simply true. I thought for a while you'd be far more difficult than you were. I knew you were suspicious, but you played right into my hand. And now, Mr. Dempsey, prepare to join your hands. Will you turn around, please?
I guess I have no other alternative, but...
What's the matter?
There's something in back of you.
You think I'm a fool, then sing that line without a clue to story.
I'm serious, Pondetti. There's something in back of you.
I don't believe you.
I turned and ran, but something had been in back of Anthony Trendenny. Wraith-like, horrible to behold, seemed to float upon the air. It enveloped me, and I heard him scream. That was when I ran. Since that time, we've sold Denison Castle and the estate, and returned to this country. I will never forget what I saw. The subterranean chamber beneath the castle. I shall never forget the sight of the specter of Denston Castle.
So runs tonight's tale of the unusual, the terrifying, the unknown. Join us again when next we journey down the corridors of the Hall of Fantasy to hear another strange tale of the supernatural. All characters and events portrayed in these programs are fictional, and any similarity to actual events or persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental.